Let's bring Dolores back into the conversation and finish answering her question on insulation. Miss Dolores, thank you for being so patient, and as we had to get through that bottom of the hour news break there. The thing I want you to know about insulation is it isn't going to probably make as big a difference as you might hope it would. The fact of the matter is the attic temperature only impacts your inside temperature to the extent of about 10%. So the windows are more important. You mentioned you've already got them partially shaded with some landscaping and some sunscreen, so that's awesome. Don't install more than an R38 insulation when you do get someone out there to take a look at it. As far as the brand of insulation, I like cellulose.
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's Stan right there. He likes cellulose. I like cellulose.
Yeah, there's no problem, you know, reinforcing the existing insulation you've got now. If you can see the top of your rafters, you know, there's probably a 2x4 or 2x6 rafter.
And, right.
You know, it's, you know, R38.
Little skinny.
R38 insulation is going to be anywhere from what?
11 inches.
Around 11 inches.
Manufacturer varies.
Yeah.
But.
So, yeah, it wouldn't hurt. But again, you know, there's other places that you could probably get bigger bang for your buck.
If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, plug in your zip code, ask for the trade insulation, you'll end up with Banker Insulation, Rias, and Thermal Advantage. Thermal Advantage is kind of a specialized insulation contractor. He actually injects foam into concrete block homes. Great product, a great process. So I hope that helps, Ms. Dolores. We appreciate it. Rome, you
want to? And stay tuned to next hour. We're going to be talking building science, and it's all about home energy audits. Where is the money best spent to convert and transition your home into as an effective, comfortable lifestyle as we possibly can?
Yeah, people are spending a lot of money on products that promise things that are just outlandish. And that's why Rosie on the House is here, is kind of slap those people around and make sure they don't take advantage of any of our loyal listeners.
On our weekly article, it talks about tools that you must have in your toolbox. And it gives a little description on each tool. But number 9, I think we need to add a lot. It says a carpenter square used to measure a perfect right angle. When was the last time you bought a carpenter square?
Oh, gosh, I've got one that I've had
for
probably
forever.
About 30 years ago, I think.
Do you still have the manual that comes with it? That thing's a book. Those things do a lot more than just a right angle. It's amazing what they fit on that 6-inch triangle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a good framing square, you know, with an 18-inch leg and a 2-foot leg, they are, if you knew everything that that tool can do for you, you're a master carpenter of a bygone era. Yeah. There's so much built in and so much capability, you know, in that one particular tool. It's unbelievable.
I'd like to, I don't know if you could ever find this, but do a timeline history of the square from the first one to what it is now. How long did it take for it to get everything, all those little angles figured out and all the little hip and valley and calculations and
rafter cuts and no, that's a good question.
I can tell you it only took about 2 decades for it to become an antique.
Yeah, unfortunately.
How many carpenters out there do you think know how to use a square?
A framing square?
Yeah.
Oh.
For more than a right angle?
Well, to address your question, there aren't that many carpenters out there. There's a lot of guys that have a saw and a hammer, but that don't qualify as a hammer. Now, we've got a couple of framing contractors that we work with that do have carpenters, master carpenters that work with them. And I can guarantee you that those guys do use and know how to use a framing square to maybe not its ultimate capacity, but darn near.
Oh, gosh, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know who we're talking about. But in answer to your question, the carpenters that are out there that profess to be carpenters, very, very few know or even possess a framing square.
Yeah, we don't hire, you know, we don't hire anybody unless they have a peculiar name. The carpenters you were talking about, Telem, Minnow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They work for Rosie and Zumbrunnen.
Exactly.
Let's see if we can bring Carol calling in from Tucson. Good morning, Carol. That leaves an open line for you listeners that would like to ring in now, 1-888-767-4373. 43-48.
All right, Carol, there was a big echo, so your radio's on in the background, I think.
There's somebody else calling me in, so to heck with them.
Good morning, Carol.
<All right. laughs>
At least you got your priorities straight. Good morning.
You guys are always my priority on a Saturday. Got a question for you. And, by the way, thanks for the tip on the okra, Romy, earlier.
Wonderful. Yes, she wanted to know.
Any okra you have extra, just send my way. Call me. I'll come fetch it.
Oh,
he
got it.
He grew quite a crop last year, that's for sure.
Well, don't lose my number. Call me. I'll come up from Tucson. I love that stuff. My question, however, is about flooring.
Okay.
They just installed some laminate vinyl flooring where in the offices where I work, and it is beautiful. And it's about, I went and looked at their samples, and I can't find the paper. I've been looking for the last 10 minutes furiously. But it's a wide planking. It's about, I'd say, 8 inches wide.
Right.
And it comes in different colors. But it's supposed to be very durable, supposed to be very pretty. I mean, it is pretty. I've seen the stuff they put down in the one office, and it's just phenomenal. And I thought, oh, that looks beautiful in my home. And they do it in homes. But I looked at their samples. They also have ceramic planks,
right.
And they've got vinyl planks. They've got wooden planks, and they've got. It's like, oh my gosh! Just when I thought I knew what I wanted to do, I confused. Thank goodness tomorrow is Saturday, and I can call Rosie and ask them.
Well, I tell you, Carol, the planking that you're looking at is Stan and I are seeing it on a lot of the remodels. And you mentioned that ceramic planks. I'm guessing she's probably looking at porcelain.
It's a porcelain tile.
Porcelain.
Mm-hmm, with the wood look.
And you're not going to be able to find anything, I don't think, that's going to be more durable than that. And I was up at the showroom at Arizona Tile the other day, and they've got it for $2 a square foot, up to about $8 a square foot mm-hmm. for the product. So mm-hmm. it depends what you're looking for. The vinyl's nice if you need or want just a little bit of a cushioning. Certainly the porcelain will not give you. you'll have to create your cushion on top of whatever porcelain plank you put down. But for durability, you're going to have a hard time beating porcelain, aren't you, Stan?
Beating that porcelain tile, absolutely. That stuff is bulletproof. It laid properly with a good, thin set bed. there's not much you can do to damage it.
And Marvell's even making it for outdoor applications
mm-hmm.
now, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I won't ask Nancy
found
Belgard. Belgard is making it.
Yeah. Marvell sells it. Belgard makes it.
And that is a phenomenal product. We saw, some of it here in the other day
at Marvell's
showroom. Showroom, yeah. And that stuff is, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. Some of the product, they've different patterns and colors. Really
it's,
cool.
You pay for it, but it lasts.
It's forever, yeah.
We're talking about some gift ideas for Dad, and I'll tell you one of the things we sat down around the office the other day, and we just talked about gifts that we have received as dads, and I'll tell you one of the things that I got from my oldest daughter, Rachel, one year for Father's Day was just one of these retractable headband headlights that mount to your forehead. And it's one of those gifts you get, and you think, well, it was nice that she thought of me, and this is cute. And no telling where I'm going to put this.
Right alongside the Argyle socks.
All right next to Argyle socks. And boy, I tell you, I was in underneath a sink one time. I thought, man, if I could just have a little more light, and it hit me. I think I've got that head strap light out there somewhere. And sure, it was all I needed. It lets both your hands stay free. You don't have to hold a flashlight with one of your hands or in your mouth. You plug that thing on. The light is going exactly where your eyes are going.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, you can find those anywhere. Is it REI, Outdoor Sportsman's, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, most hardware stores. For as little as 10 or 15 bucks and get a decent one.
Yeah, they are excellent.
My wife actually put a photo album together of all the times I was using it and sent it to Rachel and said, he's really getting a lot of use out of this thing.
Another thing that's handy along those same lines, not quite as handy as a headband, is a small pocket LED flashlight. Romy, you carry one, I'm pretty sure. I carry one. I started carrying it about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and I have no idea how I lived as long as I have without a small flashlight in my pocket.
None of us know how long you've lived, as long as...
I guess you probably wouldn't, would you? But it's handier than pockets on a shirt, I'll tell you. It's really slick. And again, you know, it's size of a pen, maybe a little bit smaller, and a little AAA battery, and, you know, stick it in your pocket.
It has such a small profile that you can kind of get it in places you can't get other flashlights.
Mm-hmm,
Little crevices or down inside something.
Or if you're down on your hands and knees looking up and you want to say, oh, gee, I wonder what that looks like up there. Boom, it's right there in your pocket. You don't have to get back up and go looking for one. So that's another good idea. Nice gift for Father.
Another great gift I got was a product made by the 3M Corporation, and it's the Aero Digital WorkTunes Hearing Protection. Mm-hmm. And they're a little hot in the summer, but I like them so much, I still wear them. You were talking about mowing the lawn last hour. When I mow the lawn, and I can tune in AM or FM radio station. I can also, by the use of a jack and a cord, plug it into my phone and play my favorite Pandora station. And it's hearing protection with entertainment and music. So you can catch up with local news. You can catch up with your favorite radio station. You can catch up with your favorite tunes. 3M makes it for about $50.
Mm-hmm.
Really a nice gift idea. And they've just recently released a set for $95 that's wireless Bluetooth. And it looks like, from the picture, that I'm going to have to buy it. It looks like it's much smaller, lower profile, and it isn't the big padded headband over across top of your skull. I think it's going to be much more comfortable in those warmer applications. But it's made by 3M. It's called WorkTunes Wireless Hearing Protector with Bluetooth technology. So that's just one more little idea that you might want to try.
Did you hear how he did that, Stan? Let in his Father's Day, and I'm going to have to buy it. And he was looking right
at
me.
And he's staring right at you. Yeah, he was burning
a
hole. Is
that a hint or what?
He's not very subtle, is he? What are you looking at me for?